Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Columbus police are now investigating the death of a one-year-old baby boy earlier this year as a homicide. ONN's Lacey Crisp reports.
The little boy died in February, and the coroner's office just ruled his death a homicide from a fentanyl overdose. Now, according to the Franklin County Coroner's Office, on February 27th, one-year-old Damar Bird died at Children's Hospital. After an autopsy and toxicology, the coroner found the baby died from a lethal amount of fentanyl. Now, the coroner's office says they have been working with Columbus police to investigate this death.
In South Central Ohio yesterday, a man shot at a home outside of Chillicothe, then led several police agencies on a chase before one officer was injured and the suspect shot himself. ONN's Colin Dorsey has details.
A South Bloomfield police cruiser crashed into a semi during that chase. The officer driving that squad cruiser was hurt. According to the Ross County Sheriff, South Bloomfield officers, along with Pickaway and Madison County deputies, along with state troopers, were chasing the man's gold minivan through town. A woman who saw the crash said she saw the South Bloomfield officer involved in the crash lying on the ground. He was taken away in an ambulance. Everything came to an end about a mile and a half northwest of Mount Sterling. Ross County Sheriff says the man shot himself and he was taken to the hospital.
In Cleveland on Monday morning, 6 people, including 11-month-old twin babies, their mother, 2 firefighters, and a Good Samaritan, were hospitalized after a house fire on the city's southeast side. More from ONN's Matt Rascone.
Firefighters are calling this an unintentional electric fire that took its toll on many, beginning with a mother and 11-month-old twins. The frantic mother was able to get out of the home with one of her babies. Then a driver on his way to work spotted her and stopped. He didn't find the baby the first time, but that didn't deter him. He crawled back inside and found the baby. 3 firefighters were on the front porch when the second floor porch collapsed. All we're told were in stable condition.
In southwest Ohio, a man who faced execution multiple times has had his death sentence thrown out thanks to a new Ohio law. ONN's Tracy Townsend has the story.
In Cincinnati, court records show Stanley Fitzpatrick faced execution 3 times over the last 20 years after being convicted of killing 3 people and trying to kill a police officer. He was diagnosed as being severely mentally ill. A new Ohio law makes individuals who suffer from 4 major mental disorders, including bipolar, delusion, and schizophrenia, ineligible for the death penalty. The Ohio Attorney General's office reports that Fitzpatrick is now the 3rd person convicted in Hamilton County to have their death sentence thrown out.
In northwest Ohio, there's been an arrest in conjunction with a shooting on I-75. ONN's Tim Miller.
A Toledo man is facing several charges after allegedly shooting at a driver on I-75. This happened around 11 yesterday morning. The 68-year-old victim told police they were driving alongside the 54-year-old man when he pulled out a gun and fired 1 shot. That man's now charged with felonious assault, reckless discharge of a firearm, among other charges.
The Akron police officer who shot a teen with a toy gun last month has been terminated, but for another reason. ONN's Lena Lai in Cleveland explains.
Officer Ryan Westlake's firing is based on two separate use of force investigations that have just been completed. Westlake is now under scrutiny for an April 1st incident in which he shot the hand of a 15-year-old who had a fake but realistic-looking gun. Body cam video showing Westlake ordering the team to show his hands as the officer steps out of the car. Then you hear the gunshot, but the teen's fake gun at the time was already on the ground.
The Summit County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday that charges against 15-year-old Tavion Kuntz Williams, who Westlake shot on April 1st, had been dropped. Last month, during his State of the State address, Governor Mike DeWine announced the creation of the Children's Vision Strike Force in Ohio. ONN's Melissa Andrews in Toledo has more on the goal of this initiative.
While the strike force is still being formed, the goal is to address the gap between children getting an eye exam by their schools and getting follow-up care. It'll help remedy an issue that impacts so many students here in Ohio. The Ohio Optometric Foundation is working in conjunction with Ohio Children's Vision Strike Force. They say most of what students learn is learned through their eyes.
And the home of an Ohio sports legend is getting a long overdue designation. Here's ONN's Jay Crawford in Cleveland.
The city council will vote to make the Jesse Owens House a Cleveland landmark. Jesse Owens, of course, a star. In the 1936 Berlin Olympics, he won 4 gold medals, perhaps in the face of more pressure than any athlete has ever competed. Owens was a graduate of Cleveland's East Tech High School and had a record-setting track career at Ohio State.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.